Senate Labor and Commerce Committee to order. Senator Lehman, Senator Mackey, Senator Tim Kelly are present. My understanding is Senators Hoffman and Donnelly are in a budget subcommittee and probably will be joining us when they can. Today's agenda, we have three bills. Senate Bill 56, Home Health Agencies, Hospitals, and Hospices. Senate Bill 59, Certificate of Need for Health Facilities. Senate Bill 82, Insurance Coverage for Contraceptives, which at the request of the sponsor, we're going to hold that over to another meeting. Senator Wilkins has some more work to do on it and some questions that he wanted to answer for a couple senators, so we will postpone testimony on that particular bill. We'll start with Senate Bill 56, Senator Wilkins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee, and thank you for hearing Senate Bill 56 today. As you know, the Long-Term Care Task Force, chaired by myself and Representative Bundy, met over the interim, came up with a report that was given to the legislature on the 19th of January with 31 specific recommendations on how to continue the process of addressing long-term care. Out of the report was recommendation number 3, which we have before us. There are 4 pieces of legislation traveling through the legislature, which this is the first. This legislation does 2 things. First, it simply makes available and sets forth the law that as the Department of Health and Social Services reviews and approves different caregiving facilities across the state, it makes it mandatory that when the final report is finished, that within 14 days that report be made public so that anyone that is interested in reviewing the adequacy of the different caregiving facilities has the report available. The other is that the second thing that the legislation does is that Health and Social Services has for years, it looks like for many years, done this type of review, this type of approval, this type of review of application, but they haven't had the statutory authority to do it. So this bill gives them statutory authority and it essentially codifies what is currently in place.
Senator Wilkins, excuse me, for the record, Senator Donnelly has joined us also.
I do have a committee substitute for 56, version I, Mr. Chairman, that I would like for you to consider, and there are some folks here today. It addresses one particular problem that has popped up since the last committee hearing, and it's taken care of. And with that, I would ask that we consider version I.
Okay, would you just give us a brief explanation of what the CS actually does? I know there's a marked up one in each member's packet.
There was a concern on at what time in the process the final report was made public and what was determined to be the final report. Alaska State Hospital Nursing Home Association brought forth some questions about that. The CS addresses their concerns and in 4 different places in the bill simply sets forth the fact that it is the final report and it is 14 days after it is given to the caregiving facility. And some folks are here today to testify if there's questions about the adequacy of this amended version.
Okay. Senator Donnelly, did you have a marked up version in your... Okay. Are there any questions from committee about the proposed CS this time?
Sure.
Senator Lehman.
Senator Wilkin, I think this was in the original bill and probably didn't change except for just how this disclosure affected it. But this section in here on home health agencies, you didn't, at least you talked about it, you didn't, I wasn't connecting. But this is in here primarily to grant authority for something they're doing now, or doing most of this right now, just need to have the authority to ensure they can do the regulations. Is that correct?
That's correct. And a representative from Health and Social Services is here today. If you want the technical explanation, Mr. Lindstrom can do that.
Senator Lehman, would you like that before we adopt the CS?
No.
Or when he comes up, he is scheduled to testify.
I move the adoption of the I version as the substitute for markup.
Thank you. Is there any objection? Hearing none, then the I version, 4799 Lauterbach, I version is adopted as a committee substitute. Senator Wilkin.
Oh, that's my presentation, Mr. Chairman. Glad to answer any other questions. There are people here today that can help with the technical aspects of the bill.
Other questions for Senator Wilkin? Thank you. Elmer, you want to come up and start off for the department?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, Elmer Lindstrom, Special Assistant Commissioner Purdue in the Department of Health and Social Services, and I'll be very brief. The bill does have two components. One is to allow for the public to receive the licensing reports that our certification and licensing section prepares when they review facilities. We simply think that's good consumer protection, consumer interest provision, and is very straightforward. The other element is to give a specific statutory authority to license home health agencies. We've done so for a number of years under the general powers of the department, but at some point when it was necessary to look at possible regulations in that area, the Department of Law pointed out that it really would be more appropriate to have specific legislative authority. So it is not a new function. We are doing it, and as a result, you also have a zero fiscal note in your packet from the department. The committee substitute that has just been adopted reflects some concerns raised by the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association to clarify when those reports would be made public, and we worked with ASHNA and the sponsor, and I think everyone found the new language acceptable.
Okay. Can you address Senator Lincoln's or Senator Lehman's specific concerns in that section on page 2, home health agencies?
Mr. Chairman, again for the record, this is something that we are currently doing. It is to allow us to license home health agencies, but in fact we have been doing that under general powers of the department for some time. This is just giving us a specific statutory authority to continue to do what we've already been doing. It's consistent with all of our licensing statutes. I don't think there's anything unusual about this licensing regime.
Mr. Lehman, can I answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions for department? No? Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Lorraine Durr.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. For the record, my name is Lorraine Durr. I'm the president of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association, and I'd just like to concur with what Elmer just said. At the original bill, we did oppose the publication of the reports because they talk about different kinds of errors. We talked to the department about it. They were agreeable to insert the word final. The final report allows the facilities to put in the report their concerns, and so we agree with the bill right now.
Okay. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is it Jean? Jean Daw? Jean Daw? You were just here to observe? You didn't want to testify today? Okay. Marie Darlin?
No, just observing.
Karen Emerson, are you observing also? Dan, how about you? Gee, that's a first, huh?
We might want to put on the record that we're pleased to have Dan back with us, though.
Yes, we are. Former mayor, welcome back. We do have one other. Anyone else here that has not signed up that would like to testify? Then we'll go to the teleconference to Anchorage. We do have one individual, Ron Cowan. Would you like to testify, or are you there observing also?
I was just here to respond to any questions that might be raised.
Okay. I'm ready to move the bill, if you'd like.
Mr. Committee Chairman, then. I would move committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 50, Open Commerce, out of committee with individual recommendation.
Okay, the CS has been, any objection? CS is new from committee, individual recommendation. Senate Bill 59 is next. Senator Wilkins.
Thank you again, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. Recommendation number 21 out of the Long-Term Care Task Force suggests, and I'll read it to you with your indulgence, the task force recommends that legislation be drafted and introduced to adopt the Nursing Home Certificate of Need recommendations developed by the Legislative Working Group on Long-Term Care that was put in place in 1997. Senate Bill 59 does that. Currently, if I were to go build a care facility, the state would be interested in it from two aspects, its accessibility and its quality, and that would be the only two criteria under which they would look at my facility and decide whether it would be granted a certificate of need. Senate Bill 59 adds a new standard to that, and that is whether the facility is cost-effective. Recognizing that we pick up, recognizing that a care facility bed may be worth $100,000 a year, of which the state picks up 40%, a 10 bed facility is no minor undertaking and no minor effect on the general fund. So 59 allows the department to look at the cost effectiveness and the appropriateness of the projected facility, and that's the essence of the bill. I do have a CS that inserts one word to take care of one problem. I'll be glad to answer any questions before we address the CS.
Other questions from committee? Okay. Senator Wilkin, you want to address the amendment which has been distributed to committee?
Thank you. And I just was told it's not a CS, it's an amendment. You go to line 2, page 26. The Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association once again has helped us, and they've asked that on page 2, line 26, we insert a word, and that word being unnecessary, and that gives them more comfort with the bill, and Mr. can explain why that is, but I've agreed with that. The department has agreed with it, and I would offer that as an amendment to version G.
Okay. Are there questions from committee? We have a motion to adopt the amendment.
I would so move, Mr. Chairman.
Motion's made to adopt the amendment on page 2, line 26, after the word foster, insert unnecessary. Is there objection? Hearing none, the amendment is adopted.
That's my presentation, Mr. Chairman. I'd be glad to answer any other questions, and there are people here to talk about the technical aspects of the bill.
Okay. Thank you, Senator.
Okay, thank you.
Elmer, you want to come back up on this bill?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Again, Elmer Lindstrom, Special Assistant Commissioner, Purdue, Department of Health and Social Services. I believe the sponsor has given a good description of the bill. Certificate of need, certificates of need are actually issued for a variety of facilities, acute care hospitals, for example, and nursing homes. The purpose of this bill is to have separate and we believe more appropriate standards specifically for the long-term care nursing beds, certainly allowing us to include consideration of the cost to the state of the construction of those additional beds, which will be paid for by the state through the Medicaid program to a large extent. We have no objection to the amendment that has been proposed. We have reviewed it and have no objection. There is a fiscal note included in your packet in the amount of $26,500, which, as I recall, will allow us to implement the new standards. I do have David Pierce, who is the employee in the department responsible for the Certificate of Need program. It's a fairly complex program in some respects, so we could answer any questions you might have about certificates of need.
Is my understanding is the bill's not received a finance referral. If this fiscal note is adopted, it will have to go to finance. I mean, does it have to be in there?
Mr. Chairman, we believe the costs are appropriate, and I would assume that we get a finance referral.
Chairman. Sarah Lehman.
It will get a finance referral with this. But Elmer is there any detail about the 26.5 for contractual? Is there just a page missing? What that, I maybe it's just somebody's estimate of the amount of effort.
Mr. Chairman, if I could have David.
He can answer the technical questions.
For the record, I'm David Pierce. I'm the Certificate of Need Coordinator for the State of Alaska, Department of Health and Social Services. And regarding the fiscal note, this is an estimate of a one-time cost to develop the standard. And it was based on some prior work that was done by a consultant.
Is this not something that you can do within the department?
It's something that is unusual. It hasn't been done by any state before. There's the main thing we're going to try to look at is a comparison of assisted living and long-term care and how many assisted living beds should be in a community before new long-term care beds would be allowed. Because that there would be part of the standard is to determine the kind of a ratio of assisted living or what kind of needs for assisted living should be in place before new long-term care beds, because the trend is to move towards assisted living and more community-based services, and we kind of need to know what we need to have in place before we get more institutional services. That's the main thing we needed, we thought we needed it for. And we really don't have the expertise in the state right now to do it.
Who does this kind of work? There are several contractors who do it. Somebody uniquely qualified to do it that you would hire?
I would think they're, I haven't identified anyone at the moment that does it. I know they're working on it in the state of Georgia, and it may be that we could, get some of their expertise up to help. From my position, I'm the only person that works on the Certificate of Need program. I would work on it myself, but I have too many certificates of need to do and wouldn't have the time to do it.
Okay. Any other questions? Then as this bill moves, then we'll need to notify that we need to do a finance referral on the bill. Anything else? You have any questions? Okay, thank you. Anyone else that would care to testify today? Lorraine? I did not see it on this one, but
no,
Lorraine.
I know, I didn't. I didn't put it on there.
Oh, okay.
That's why you don't see it.
Okay.
For the record, I'm Lorraine Durr. I'm the president of the Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association. And again, I want to just echo what Elmer said. We do support this bill with the inclusion of the word unnecessary. What it did before is it locked out any kind of support ever because it said does not foster reliance. By putting unnecessary in there, it leaves the door open that if something comes up, that in this whole bill, we do need to come ask for support. At least it leaves it open.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else that would like to testify on this bill? We have no one on the teleconference. Okay. Senator Lehman.
Mr. Chairman, just before I move to report this, since we'll have a labor and commerce TS, I have a couple minor editorial changes that I don't almost don't even want to take our committee time for, but on section 4 and 5, the words in two places, relating and relate, should be changed to related. And that's one thing I learned in English class and still remember. But occasionally our drafters get it wrong, mainly because it's wrong in our Constitution. So for the titles, we have to always do it wrong, but in the text, we try to correct it. But anyway, so I don't think it needs an amendment, but if we can just send the instruction to the drafter when we do this, to
mark that date. Yeah, we'll move to report. Clean it up. Sir Kelly, you have any other questions on this? We're ready to move the bill. Motion's made to move the bill with company fiscal note. It will need a finance referral and notify the president. Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, the bill is moved from committee. That, as I reported earlier, Senate Bill, whatever it was, Senate Bill 82 will be held over for a further hearing. Anything else come before the committee? If not, we're adjourned.
Thank you.